The Brady Report.
It's a Tuesday morning and Brady's back in home. Good morning.
Back in England. Morning, Baz. Hi, Milsey.
Very excited to hear you back in your own little bed, mate. The UK prisons, well, the government's taken one over. Why?
Yeah, this is an amazing story. The government has had enough of the situation at Her Majesty's Prison, Birmingham. There was an inspection recently, and the inspector of prisons announced that it was appalling squalor. That was the phrase that was used. That was the key phrase in the report about HMP Birmingham. Reports of violence, rats, no-go areas for prison warders. Basically, a prison being run by the prisoners, can you believe? Drugs are rife there, allegedly. And the end result is the UK government has had enough. They've kicked out the security contractor, Group 4 Security, G4S. They've got the boot. And the UK government is taking over running the prison itself. Extraordinary times. A prison being run by the prisoners in Birmingham.
Speaking of extraordinary, what about the woman that survived at sea for 10 hours? How did she do it?
Yeah, she's all over the front pages today as we glean a little bit more information about this incident. Kay Longstaff, 46 years of age, from Brighton on the south coast of England. She is a cabin crew with an airline. Turns out that she fell overboard from the seventh deck of 15 on the Norwegian Star, which was cruising from Croatia over to Venice on the Italian northeastern coast. Now, we don't know what led to the incident. We don't know whether it was an accident or if there was alcohol involved or if she was pushed. But basically, she treaded water for 10 hours. And in a very brief interview with Croatian TV after being rescued, she put her survival down to the warm water, her fitness because of yoga, and she kept her spirits up and kept herself mentally strong by singing. For 10 hours, she's a very, very lucky lady.
Do we know what song she was singing?
No, I reckon that's the first question reporters will ask her when she gets back to the UK. Yeah. But she's very, very fortunate.
Unbelievable. All right, mate, you have a terrific night, and you'll be back with Oliver this afternoon, and we'll do it again tomorrow morning.
Have a great day, guys.